The E-Myth Veterinarian. Why most veterinary practices don't work and what to do about it. Chapter 9. On the Subject of People. Oscar Wilde said, "Very few people go to the doctor when they have a cold. They go to the theater instead." Every veterinarian whom I have ever met has complained to me about people. About employees. They come in late, they go home early, they have the focus of an antique camera. About clients. They want the most cutting-edge treatment for pennies. People, people, people. Every veterinarian's nemesis. And at the heart of it all are the people who work for you. By the time I tell them how to do it, I could have done it 20 times myself. How come nobody listens to what I say? Why is it nobody ever does what I ask them to do? Does this sound like you? So what's the problem with people? To answer that, think back to the last time you walked into a veterinarian's office. What did you see in the people's faces? Most people working in veterinary practices are harried. You can see it in their expressions. They're negative, they're bad-spirited, they're humorless, and with good reason. After all, they're surrounded by people with sick or dying pets who are counted as family members to them. Patients are looking for nurturing, for empathy, for care. And many are either terrified or depressed. They don't want to be there. Is it any wonder employees at most veterinary practices are disgruntled? They're surrounded by unhappy people all day. They're answering the same questions 24/7, and most of the time, the veterinarian has no time for them. He or she is too busy leading a dysfunctional life. Working with people brings great joy and monumental frustration. And so it is with veterinarians and their people. But why? And what can we do about it? Let's look at the typical veterinarian, who this person is and isn't. Most veterinarians are unprepared to use other people to get results, not because they can't find people, but because they're fixated on getting the results themselves. In other words, most veterinarians are not the business people they need to be, but technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. Am I talking about you? What were you doing before you became an entrepreneur? Were you a hired technician working for a large multi-location practice, a mid-sized practice, a small practice? Didn't you imagine owning your own practice as the way out? Didn't you think that because you knew how to do the technical work, because you knew so much about research, diagnosis, and treatment modalities, after all, you were and are a veterinarian, that you were automatically prepared to create a practice of your own that does that type of work? Didn't you figure that by creating your own practice, you could dump the boss once and for all? How else to get rid of that impossible person, the one driving you crazy, the one who never let you do your own thing, the one who is the main reason you decided to take the leap into a business of your own in the first place? Didn't you start your own practice so that you could become your own boss? And didn't you imagine that once you became your own boss, you'd be free to do whatever you wanted to do and take home all the money? Honestly, isn't that what you imagined? So you went into business for yourself and immediately dived into work, doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, busy, busy. Until one day you realized, or maybe not, that you were doing all of the work. You were doing everything you knew how to do, plus a lot more you knew nothing about. Building sweat equity, you thought. In reality, a technician suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. You were just hoping to make a buck in your own practice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?